Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Engineers India Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Engineers India Limited. From the management today, we have Mr. Sanjay Jindal, Director of Finance, Mr. Suvendu Padhi, Company Secretary and Investor Relations, Mr. R.P. Batra, Executive Director of Finance and Accounts and Investor Relations, Mr. Amanpreet Singh Chopra, Senior General Manager, CMD Office and IR, Mr. Vivek Midha, Senior General Manager, Marketing, BD, and IR, and Ms. Neha Narula, Senior Manager, Company Secretariat and IR. At this point, I'll hand over the floor to Mr. Jindal for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Bhoomika. Good morning, everybody. We have declared our financial results for the first quarter ended 30th June 2025 on 13th August 2025. Company order book position has reached its all-time high and stands at rupees 12,145 crore as on 30th June 2025, as compared to rupees 11,717 crore as on 31st March 2025. Order inflow in EIL during the first quarter of financial year 25-26 stands at rupees 1,430 crore, which comprises rupees 609 crore in consultancy segment and rupees 821 crore in turnkey segment. In the first quarter of financial year 25-26, the company achieved a turnover of rupees 857 crore in comparison to rupees 611 crore in the first quarter of financial year 24-25, showing an increase of around 40% with turnover from consultancy and engineering segment amounting to rupees 408 crore and 449 crore in turnkey segment. During the first quarter ended 30th June 2025, the company recorded profit before tax of rupees 94 crore and profit after tax of rupees 70 crore in comparison to rupees 74 crore and 55 crore, respectively, during the first quarter of financial year 24-25, showing an increase of 27% approximately in the PBT and PAT. Operating margin during the first quarter of financial year 25-26 stood at around 7%, that is rupees 59 crore, as compared to 6%, that is 36 crore, during the quarter ended June 2024. EBITDA of the company as on 30th June 2025 stood at rupees 105 crore. EBITDA margin is 12% in comparison to 85 crore as on 30th June 2024. The company is maintaining a healthy earning per share of 1.25 rupees during the quarter ended June 2025, as compared to earning per share of 0.97 rupees during the June quarter 2024. On consolidated basis, the company earned a profit of rupees 65 crore for the quarter ended 30th June 2025. Now it's to Bhoomika Ji.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity.
Good morning.
Yeah. So first question is, in this particular quarter, we have reported losses on JV joint venture. Can you please help us explain the losses and the likelihood of returning to profit from next quarter?
Yeah. Actually, in this first quarter, RFCL project was under shutdown for the normal shutdown of the project. And it was shut down almost 45 days out of 90 days. And now this project is doing well, and it is already working at more than 90% capacity. And we are sure that in this quarter, we will have profit.
Understood, sir. My second question is, sir, on this particular quarter, we reported around 17% EBIT for the consultancy. Is it fair to assume that we should pick in our model 22% EBIT margin for the SQF going forward? Is that a fair assumption?
I think this is a fair assumption on year-to-year basis. We are having around 22% margin in the EPCM business. Consultancy job.
Understood, sir. And given this a very strong order book of the consultancy, is it fair to expect a 20% growth in the top line from consultancy for the next 2-3 years? Or do you think the growth will be slightly lower?
Growth?
Yes, sir. Given very strong order book on the consultancy, it's around 4.4 times, is it fair to assume a 20% growth in the top line for the next few years?
For the consultancy business, it will be in the range of 12-15%.
But higher than that, sir, given this very strong order book?
Some portion will come from the turnkey business also. So overall basis, it is 20%. And out of that 20%, around 12-15% from the consultancy business. Because consultancy business is more profitable to you.
Yes, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lover. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Anwani from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first question again to the previous answer. You're saying 20% top line growth, out of which 12-15% consultancy. Does it mean that we are expecting more than 50% contribution from turnkey for FY26? Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, Amit, you are audible. Okay.
So, yeah, normally it remains in the same range. Somewhere consultancy would be around 60%, 55%, 60%, then 40-45%.
52%.
Yeah, it was around 52% in this quarter. LSTK was, consultancy was around, LSTK was around 52% in this quarter. And consultancy was around 48%. So normally it remains somewhere around the same figure. I mean, it could be 55% consultancy and 40-45% turnkey. So normally it remains in the same.
Yeah. Basically, overall growth we are expecting around 15%. It will be coming from the both the segments, turnkey as well as the consultancy segment.
Understood,
this is our right now estimate. Going forward, we can revise the estimate based on the execution.
Right, sir. And second question again on consultancy. We have been doing very good from past two quarters, and even the overseas consultancy is seeing good conversions. So wanted to understand, are we expecting same run rate? And we were talking about some setups in Middle East. So what is the guidance? Will be continuing this run rate of order inflow from consultancy, which we have done in past two quarters for the remaining quarter?
International, yeah. That's true. That international has been giving good business to us, primarily from the Middle East and Abu Dhabi. As of today, we have already reached 950 crores in the overseas segment. In the current, as of today, we have secured business with 960 crores. So we see more opportunities in the international segment only. So it is going to grow.
Understood. So is it fair to assume, since we saw consultancy margins kind of keeping low this quarter, and last year we saw it is scaling up by the end of 4Q, so are we expecting kind of 25% what we did last year on margins for consultancy? That is my last question, yeah.
We can, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. In the last quarter, there were certain items, basically settlement of change orders and the write-back of provision. So going forward, the margins, basically segment margins, shall be in the range of around between 20%-25%. And in case a particular project is being completed, in case there is some variation order, the quarter to quarter, there may be a variation. But on overall basis, basically, we are expecting the consultancy segment margin in the range of between 20%-25%.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Basically, in the last quarter, there was impact of 195 crore due to change order. That's why our quarter performance was extraordinary.
So is there any change order expected this year also? Yeah.
Definitely, we are having change orders with our clients, and that are under processing with the clients. And it depends upon the time when it materialize. And definitely, it materialize in this year also. It's a continuous process.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to understand. Sorry, I was late in joining the call, sir. Just wanted to know what was the reason for the downturn in the profit. Was it due to the losses in our JV, Ramagundam, and other sort of things? What value are we getting by going in for such JVs? And is it a government pressure?
No, no. Actually, our RSL project is going well, and as you have seen in the last year, there was good profit from the RSL project. But in this quarter, RSL project was under planned shutdown, for planned shutdown, and out of 90 days, it was under shutdown for 45 days. That's why there is some figure of losses. But it will be get covered in this quarter because plant is already running on good capacity, at good capacity. So we are definitely sure in this year we will have good profit from the RSL project.
What about other JVs, sir?
I'm talking about the RSL JV.
Yeah, no, some other JVs also we are having, no?
No, we don't have other JV.
Okay. So second thing is, Madam CMD, is she retiring this year, and by when? Because her tenure was very-
February 25.
February 25.
Oh, sorry. It is scheduled. It is superannuation.
Superannuation. Yeah, yeah. That is again another bane of PSU, that you have to compulsorily retire at the age of 60, unlike private sector. So any chance of extension, or there has been no precedent of that sort in the past for EIL CMD?
We can't say anything on this aspect.
Okay, sir. And basically, how is the future looking like for us? You know, for the first time, there was in the March quarter, there was good uptake in the top line and bottom line also. So we had moved away from oil and gas sector to the other sectors also. Was that the reason? So that is that sustainable, and is it margin accretive?
Yes, the future is still bright, and we are working towards it. If you see that we have already reached to the order book of 12,000 crore as of now, in this quarter itself. So we have added more orders, to the tune of right now, we have around 2,700 crore already as of today. So we are hopeful that we get more orders, and we beat the last year's record, and let's hope for the best.
In Guyana, there has been a major oil discovery, and there is an Indian diaspora, Indian politician, Mr. Ashraf Ali is the president, and have we been able to get any breakthrough in Guyana? And also in any update on the Andaman prospects, sir, which can be good for us or the country also on the long term.
With respect to Guyana, we are on in the power plant project as a project management consultant. Primarily, it's an exploration thing. When the oil will come out and they want to process it, then our role will initially come. So let's hope for the best, because what process they follow, because ExxonMobil is the major contributor there, and who's into the exploration. So let's hope for the best. And with respect to the Andamans, this is still in the initial nascent stage. Let's hope when the actual reserves are there and explored and then processed. So future is bright for India if we get this reserve from Andamans and some work from Guyana. So let's hope for the best.
Indian sedimentary basis, as far as the oil discovery goes, not much of a success has been so far, sir. Anything changing which you are finding, and as you being from the same sector, sir?
I would not be able to comment, because that's more of an exploration part. So I think ONGC or oil would be the best to respond.
Correct.
On that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, you know how you talked about the international pipeline. Can you please discuss and give some outlook in the domestic market? What is the outlook in terms of the ordering activity that you are seeing? You know, if you can just highlight that for larger projects on both petchem and refinery.
Ma'am, you are aware that this Andhra project is going to come, so we are working on that. As in the we have been given a work for selecting the licensor and finalization the configuration, so that's one of the prospective projects which is going to come towards the end of this financial. That's one of the opportunities, as well as there are certain more projects under consideration which we are discussing. A lot of opportunities are there in the infrastructure segment also, like we have got various assignments from the data center, institutional buildings, as well as various religious places, modifications. So those opportunities have also come to us in the domestic segment. Some work has also come in the metallurgical segment, and we are anticipating some of the expansion projects which could come with respect to the state smelters. So
on the IUCL side, sir, any petchem projects, anything which is anticipated?
IUCL side, petchem is already on. Paradeep Petrochemical is on. Its phase one is already on. When the phase one completes, they will go for the phase two. So that's the major opportunity which will be coming to us, because that's already awarded to us. But formally, phase two would be awarded when the phase one is complete. So that's there. That's the major project, petchem projects on the IUCL side as of now.
But when is the phase one expected to be completed, sir?
It'll take a couple of more months. It was a 10-month schedule, so three, four months have expired. So let's see.
Okay. And anything on the HPCL side? You spoke about BPCL Andhra. Anything else on any other projects of BP or HP?
With respect to the HPCL, their LOBS was there, and some modification, the LOB project is there, and some of the projects are there on the anvil from their side. HPCL, I do not have much details immediately in my hand right now, so I'll get back to you on that.
Sure, okay. Secondly, on this, you know, in the presentation, you've spoken about the various orders that you've got. Just wanted to clarify, what is the difference between depository and LSTK OBE that we typically used to give earlier? If you can just explain, sir. How is the order profile different in the workings or in terms of cost pass-through, etc.?
No, it is exactly different. This is considered as part of LSTK. LSTK, wherein we are completely responsible for execution of the project, and all the risks are taken under our purview, because we work as an EPC contractor and we are responsible for execution of the project and delivering the project. Whereas in the depository mode, it's a mode of execution where we take the cost part, ordering cost in our scope.
the principal executor. So that's the basically difference. But primarily, it is considered as part of consultancy only, while LSTK depository is considered as a part of consultancy, while the LSTK is purely an execution work. So that is considered as a step under the different purview altogether.
Understood. Fair point. Lastly, sir, you mentioned that the international order intake is around 950 crores till date. And I see in 1Q, yeah, we've got 475 crores. So where has the balance, close to 475 crores kind of come from? If you can just highlight that.
It has come from Abu Dhabi, and one of the few of the projects have come from Kuwait. It's Al-Khafji joint operations. So we have got one assignment from there, and rest of them have come from the Abu Dhabi, UAE.
Understood. Fair point. Okay, this helps. Thanks so much. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my question. So, sir, you mentioned on the IOCL Paradeep that the phase 2 will be awarded after phase 1. Is there anything remaining in phase 1 to be awarded still?
No, it is phase 1 is a work. So, it's ready for to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line of the management. Please stay connected while I rejoin the management. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. We have the management reconnected. Nidhi, if you can please re-ask your question. Thank you.
Hello?
Nidhi, if you can please re-ask your question.
Am I audible now?
Yes, now you are audible.
Yes. So my question is basically on the IOCL Paradeep Phase 1. Is there anything that is pending to be awarded still?
Ma'am, for the phase one part is already awarded. It's already under the execution. It's part of the phase one. We have to prepare a study report as well as a feed document for that so that they can proceed with the subsequent phases. So that work is already on. The complete work for the phase one is already awarded to us. Now when this report is submitted, their management will take a decision to go ahead on the project, and then the phase two will start.
And so is that fair to assume that phase 2 will have a larger portion of EPC than the consultancy?
No, it is. It's like there's some portion is on EPCM and some of the portion is on the EPC basis. But for us, it is completely EPCM. It's already been awarded to us.
Okay. Also, could you please help us with your L1 positions, where... where it is still not in the order book, so we are waiting for LOAs and some details on those tenders.
So there are many of the projects which we keep on bidding, and those remains in the process of finalization with the client. So as soon as they are realized, these are considered as part of the order book, and they are cleared in the subsequent quarterly results. So it will be declared. Many things remain in the pipeline. Till the time they are finalized, they cannot be declared because they are competitive scenarios working there, no? Okay.
So, but are there any L1s which, L1s that are just pending to be, only LOA is remaining in that sense? Like the decision has been made, finalized, but only the official LOA is not yet to come.
There could be certain smaller orders which are under negotiation and finalization of the contract. But till the time the contract is not signed, it's not necessarily that it's all the competitive tenders. There could be certain negotiated tenders are also there, which are in the process of negotiation and finalization of the contract. So as soon as they are signed, this will be declared. There are few jobs are there, definitely.
And on the petchem side in the Middle East, are there some projects that you would like to call out that could possibly be tendered in the next 9 months?
No, there are a number of projects which are coming in Middle East, specifically in Saudi Arabia or in UAE or in Kuwait. So we are bidding for those projects, but they have a lead time of 5 to 6 months. As soon as the tender is placed, so there is an evaluation time. It all depends how it goes. We have bid few of the ones, so let's hope for the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, team, and thank you firstly for this opportunity. I hope I'm audible, sir.
Yes, you are audible, please.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, firstly, ये जो 14 अगस्त को हमने एक अनाउंसमेंट दिया फॉर भारत स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, इफ यू कुड जस्ट इलेबोरेट व्हाट काइंड ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटी आर वी आइंग इन दिस स्पेस एंड इफ यू कुड गिव अस सम मोर कलर ऑन दिस.
So it's like we are working with the TCIL to work on this conceptual design and engineering services for that project. This work is already awarded to us. So this is going to be the first assignment. So if finally after execution of the same, this will open opportunity for the other kind of assignments, because Government of India is planning for a lot of this kind of SMRs all across the India. For generation of the electricity and increasing the nuclear reach. So that is a good opportunity. But this assignment is awarded to us somewhere around, it is somewhere around 30 crores, 29, 30 crores.
Okay. So it is a one which will be a testimony for going ahead once we execute the same.
That's the starting point. It could be the starting point. And then based on the success of this or with this, we can start for the other projects also, wherever NPCIL works.
Okay, and when are we going to execute the same? How long will it take?
We are working on this. We have already started the study on this.
Okay. Sir, in the presentation, there is a mention of business secured and order booking on slide number 10, 11 and 12. So what should investors read into these difference between business secured and order booking? How should one interpret these things, sir?
Business secured is the current business which is secured in this financial year. An order book will include the orders which have already been executed in the past and they are under execution. Normally, a big order will have a cycle of 3 to 4 years. A big project will have a cycle of 3 to 4 years. So every financial year, some of the unexecuted value will be there in that financial year. So this shows that this much of work is already there in our hand. Like suppose today you see that 12,000 crores, so 12,000 crore worth of work is under execution with us. While the business secured tells the new business which we have secured in this financial year.
Correct, sir. Sir, in your opening remark and also to answer to some of the participants, you mentioned about 15% revenue growth on what we did for the last financial year should be what we are looking for the remaining for this year. That should be the top line growth that we can expect.
Yes, we are told that it should be around for consultants it should be 12 to 15%. Okay, it should be yeah. It's already told.
So 15% is what we should look at in overall. And sir, for the margin profile. And for the margin profile, you mentioned that this 17% and 6% will hold going ahead, or can we look for further improvement of the same? Last year, sir, because of this changeover order, the margins for our consultancy was at 30%. So that is historical only that to be taken into account, or what should we, because the base will be very high when we look at our consultancy profitability for the last fiscal.
Consultant margin shall be in the range of 22%, which is our, which we are maintaining for the last long period. So for the LSTK business, it is 6 to 7%, in the range of 6 to 7%.
Okay, so going ahead, we will be experiencing with the improved business turnover, improvement in margin, since we have clocked 17% for the consultancy this quarter. So there is a very likelihood of this moving up, and on an average, we can look for 22%. That is what should be our trajectory should be.
Definitely, all the margins will be retained, and our there will be a positive growth in the turnover, top line.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned about our this Ramagundam unit being under, I think, so some maintenance shutdown. So can you quantify to us, sir, what was its impact in terms of the losses because of it? I think so under the JV part, we have booked losses to the tune of around 7.5 crore. So in the likelihood of that one-off item, what should have been the normal profitability or for the year? What should we look at this segment, sir, in terms of the joint venture part? I think so there is some dividend component also that goes into. So for agar aap last year ka base pakde 108 crore ka, to is vitt varsh ke liye is JV aur hamara jo exposure hai Numaligarh Refinery ka, usse kya hum estimate rakh sakte hain current year ke liye?
Nahi, JV ka to aap jo hai utna hi rakh sakte hain. Around 100 crore will be accretion to the EIL's consolidated financial statements. Aur jo aapka Numaligarh Refinery hai, wo to basically it's not an associate. Usme jitna dividend aata hai, that is being recognized as an income.
Achha ji, to wo other income mein add ho jata hai?
Haan ji, haan ji, haan ji.
So sir, last year kya number tha, sir?
Last year, around 20 crore ke aaspaas tha last year.
Okay. And JV aspect, sir, we have this only the Ramagundam part that goes into JV or this upstream assets se bhi kuch contribution rehta hai jo aapka NELP ke andar mein hai?
Basically, JV ka hi rehta hai usme. Major JV ka hi rehta hai. Yes.
Okay. Because then the last year performance for Ramagundam was at its peak, I think so. 100 crore was the highest if you take into account. 107 crore, yes, that was very precise. So this year also we can look forward for this number going ahead. I think so it is only the urea-based they are doing. And there I think so energy efficiency and lot of aspects also goes into. So we can look forward for this kind of contribution to continue?
We are sure we are going to get this kind of contribution from the RFCL in this year also.
Okay. And sir, for our MD's term to conclude, I missed your comment on Vartika ma'am term. It gets concluded when?
She is superannuating in the month of February 2026.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, in the order booking part, I think so domestically, major EPC companies are seeing a slackening in the order release, especially from the PSU segment, whether it is ONGC, Oil India, and other state PSUs also. So what is our understanding and what portion of our order booking or bid pipeline is inclined or is related to the CapEx from either the central or the state PSUs?
With respect to the major LSTKs, you know that we bid only for the OBE LSTK projects, which are very specific. So very state oil clients like the ONGCs there, we have been associated with them. We have been doing a lot of modifications for their projects. So a lot of their assets are old, and we are involved in the modification of that, and those are being executed on OBE basis. So exactly saying that if they are awarding the EPCs, normal in the normal EPC, we don't bid. It's only specific, but they have discussed and very earmarked the OBE projects, which we bid in the LSTK segment.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, I think so what is the?
Please.
Yeah, yeah. I will join. Yeah, thank you, Swarnim. I will join the queue.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Amit Anwani from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. One question on the non-oil and gas business, which is now 35% of order book, and we have been talking about that the non-oil and gas portion would be 30%-35% of order intake this year as well. Wanted to understand the nature of contracts, margin difference between oil and gas, non-oil and gas for us, whether it is turnkey or consultancy, and what is the conversion rate? Is it government contracts or are we going to take private contracts also? So some more color on the non-oil and gas business since it is becoming a more prominent part of our order book and also the duration of these orders, yeah.
primarily the major part of the non-oil and gas business is coming from the infrastructure segments. These includes mostly the government clients as well as some of the private clients are also there. These are negotiated in contracts, and these are very specialized kind of contracts. We are working like for the institutions like IIT, IIMs, or for the government of Jaipur. There they have certain technology institutes. We are working for the data centers, like we have worked with RBI data center, similarly Bhamashah data center. So all these kind of work are there. In fact, we have also recently worked for Ram Janmabhoomi. We have been awarded project management assignment for them for monitoring their campus modification, means their wall, campus wall modification. So all these kind of very specific assignments we are discussing and getting it from them. So normally these kind of projects have a period of execution of 24 to mostly 2 years time is there in these kind of projects. They are shorter duration contracts.
The margins?
Margins are good. These are mostly, some of them are on the LSTK basis. So LSTK margins are available, which are there in 5 to 6%. And some of them are in the consultancy. The consultancy remains in the range of 20% to 22%. That margin is maintained.
Right. And is it like nominated or are we competing? Who are the competitors in this space which you're working on?
There's number of competitors available in the market. Infrastructure companies are there. So we compete against them. Some of them are negotiated and won. And some of them are on competitive basis. So all the companies are there in the market.
And this will be like 30-35% or this can increase over the next 2 years,
around,
this portion?
Right now it is around 40-45%. It depends. It changes. It is tentative all in nature because till the lab, by the time we reach last quarter, we can have other orders. So percentage keeps on changing.
Yeah. Understood. But this is more sustainable since you're winning quarter on quarter,
yes,
some portion.
It is sustainable. You can see it. That is increasing for last, I think, 2 financial years.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rohit from Tata AIG. Please go ahead.
So thank you for giving opportunity to ask question. So one thing is, if I see historically last 4-5 years, your top line for the next year is 35 to 38% of the opening order book. So if I go by that number of your 11,700 crores order book, which was in the beginning of the year. And if I do the maths, then I'm not able to understand what is why you are seeing a 15% growth projection as compared to your historically last 4-5 years is showing a growth of 25 to 28 odd percent.
Actually, this is the order book position, and you know these are the long period projects. And generally, these projects are completed within the period of 3 to 4 years. And in the initial phase of project, there is lesser progress, which contributes less to the top line. So after expiry of 1 year, after getting the job, it stimulates. And we get the good top line also. Therefore, we have said if for this year, we are in the range of 15% growth, and definitely we will try to get 20% growth, no doubt. But on the conservative side, it is 15%. And definitely, we are going to get the benefit of all-time high order book in the coming years. In this year, coming years also.
But sir, Vartika ma'am on coming on interview and she's saying that this year the projected growth will be between 30 to 35% in top line, and you are saying a 15% growth. So I don't know within the management team why such a disconnect is there. PMB is projecting a growth of 30 to 35, and you are saying a 15% growth on the conservative side. So I don't understand.
On the conservative side, we are 15 to 20%, but definitely some of the change orders are under process with our clients, and we are expecting that these change orders will also finalize in the current year. But this is the routine process because change orders are a continuous process. So if in case our change orders are approved by the client, then definitely our growth will be 30 to 35%. But on the conservative side, we are 15 to 20% on normal growth path.
No, no, that I understood, sir. What you're trying to say that your projects are long, gestation period. So the same had applied in the past also, yes. So this year is nothing new as compared to the past. In the past, in the last 5 years, you take the data, you can check it. Your average execution as a percentage of opening order book has been between 33 to 35 odd percent. And this year, if I go with your 15% match, will be the historically low. Whereas in the last year, you have gained order book of 8,000 crore. This year, I guess you guys are on track to get 7,000-8,000 crore order book again, which you have already gained 2,700 crores, which you said in the call. So, it's not conservative. I think it's too conservative numbers. And like, why not give us proper clarity to investor? I think that will be great. So if you can work out your numbers in the next quarter two, if you can give a proper clarity. And vis-a-vis also, if you see historically, quarter one has been a weaker quarter for you. This year you have posted your all-time high quarterly numbers, and then also you are saying that 15% growth.
Let me tell you, whenever we get the job, generally in the first year, progress turnover comes only 10 to 15%. And from the second year, it comes to 20 to 25%. And then in the third year also, it is 25%. So in the all the order which we have received recently, we are expecting only 10 to 15% or not from these projects. That's why we are saying ki we are keeping a conservative approach of 20%. Otherwise, in case there is a good progress in that project, we can get more. But we are not making any promise on account of that, because project progress depends on the many factors. But in the first year, project's progress is only 10 to 15%. That's why we are keeping conservative approach. Otherwise,
I can take this to in offline also. Because when you say 10 to 15%, you got 8,200 crores order book the last year. If I take a 15% of it, that is itself what commit 1,200 crores type of order inflow, which should flow in this year from your last year order book. Last year order inflow. And in FY24, you closed the order book at 7,800 crores. So, sir, 3,000 crore to aapke paas FY24 ka order book mein se hai. और FY25 का गिवन जो आपको ऑर्डर बुक मिला है उसमें से भी मैं 15% पकड़ूंगा तो मैं 1200 करोड़ है तो मुझे कि 1200 करोड़ से उसमें से और इस साल भी आप जो ऑर्डर इन दिस ईयर आल्सो यू विल गेट सम 7500 करोड़ ऑर्डर व्हाटएवर यू गेट देयर विल बी सम ऑर्डर व्हिच नीड्स टू गेट एग्जीक्यूटेड इन अ शॉर्टर पीरियड ऑफ टाइम मतलब आइदर I am not able to understand or I am taking the numbers wrong. But I don't think so that 15% numbers which you are saying is the correct number.
No, no. Basically, we have arrived at a number on the basis of the order book. New order definitely will add further to it. So that's why we are saying that as of date, we are expecting around 15 to 20% growth in the turnover. And going forward, we can definitely revise our numbers.
Okay. And so my second question is, in the current quarter, you had a lower your LT escape margins. So on an annual basis, you will be achieving what you have achieved in the last year, yes? So it's not correct to see margins on quarter-to-quarter basis. So it's better to see on an annual basis, correct?
Definitely. because you know, EIL is earning revenue from the implementation of project, and income from the implementation of project is always cyclic in nature. So it is better to see on the annual basis rather than on quarter to quarter basis, because it fluctuates from quarter to quarter.
And when you say the...
I do apologize to interrupt you. Could you please rejoin the queue?
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kunal Sheth from BNK 361. Please go ahead.
Now, am I audible?
Yes,
yes, Kunal.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to check, what is the order inflow run rate that you guys are building, and you know, we should work with for the next 2-3 years?
Can you just repeat the question again, please? Order inflow.
So what is the order inflow run rate you guys are building in, or what is the number that we should work with annually for the next 2-3 years? What is the plan that we are targeting, given that now the spectrum of opportunities that EIL can participate in has gone up meaningfully?
Yes, yes, exactly. The last year it was order inflow was in the range of 8,000. So we are expecting that there would be some rise in that. At least we will be able to match the 8,000 crore, which was this time for the first time we had achieved that kind of order book. The endeavor would be to meet the same kind of order book, but with increase that we are perceiving that it should be 10 to 15%, 20%, we should be able to get more. That's an internal target for this.
But sir, do you think that this kind of run rate can be sustained for next 2-3 years, or
should be the kind of, if you see that the kind of capex investments and the focus by the government is there on the indigenization and Atmanirbhar Bharat, so a lot of these projects will be coming there. Infrastructure has a lot of boost. So you see that our contribution of infrastructure in our business is increasing. Similarly, when we are going towards the development of the internal product, I mean, suppose yesterday the new policy has been on deep sea exploration. Tomorrow, when the oil comes to the market, actually there would be processing facilities, so refining capacity and petchem capacity will also increase. So there is a lot of investment and boost from the government side also. So we see that there is a good opportunity for us as soon as the projects are on, capex investments are there in the market, so it's an opportunity for EIL to be there as a consultant.
Got it, sir. So then lastly, we also spoke about a 5,000 crore turnover target. Is that the target that we have kept for ourselves for FY28, or should we be able to achieve it earlier as well?
We should, I think by 2028, we should be able to achieve it, because as soon as the order book increases, we are moving towards the same aim. So let's hope for the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ajinkya Jadhav from Crisp Portfolio PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question again is on the BSMR. So, sir, if you can tell this 30 CR assignment that we have got, so this is for, I expect this is for one project. So how many such projects are expected to be from the, hello?
Yeah, yeah, we are listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how many such projects are expected to be come from the government and in next maybe say 2-3 years?
No, it is there in the articles also. The government is pushing for this. Many private companies like many other public sectors like NTPC is also putting up the SMRs in future. They have also started study. So all power companies are also anticipating to go for it. So there are a lot of opportunities all around India. And you know that government is thinking of nuclear mission. They are thinking of achieving under the Viksit Bharat opportunity, they are thinking of 100 gigawatts from the nuclear. So that can only be achieved from these smaller reactors, which are faster and easy to do it. So let's hope for the best. There are a lot of projects that are going to come for that. And all other companies will also be investing in this segment.
Okay. So our scope will be around this 30 CR number, or will we be adding more offerings?
Actually, this is first of its own kind. We are just starting working on the conceptual design, because even SMR is very new
in the market now in the segment. So as soon as it's developed, it's, our scope will always increase because we are a consultant. We can do all kind of complete engineering, procurement, construction management. Till the implementation, we can get involved. So this is just a starting point. This is going to increase with time to come up.
And we have a fair chance of getting orders from the private BSMR players as well, right?
Let's see. Yes, we are now a lot of getting a lot of business from the private segment in competition also. So we are very much hopeful that private segment will be our potential clients in future too for the SMR also.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
You said once again, sir, what is the cash balance currently on books and our any dividend distribution or cash distribution policy for the investors?
Our cash position is around 1100 crore, 1000 or 1100 crore in the range of.
Yeah. And what is our dividend distribution policy or sharing the cash with your investors?
In this year, we have declared a dividend of 4 rupees on the face value of 5 rupees. So we are paying 80% dividend. And I think this is more than 50% payout.
Okay.
But our dividend policy is minimum 30% payout.
Correct, sir. And sir, just to for a humble understanding and permission, one of the participants did mention about the variation in what things look like in terms of the execution and the growth trajectory for the current year, especially between 15 and 35. The range looks a bit broader. So just a request and humble suggestion from investors like us is that if madam could also join the call and just allude to the premise on which her vision of achieving 30-35% and the team who is addressing us giving us conservatively 15-20%. So that dilemma would have been cleared has she being also joined and being have addressed her. So a request to give the feedback so that on the remaining tenure or the remaining calls which happened, if ma'am could join and just she would have clarified there itself where the gap is building up, because that would have answered many questions.
Basically, so that's basically this is not the gap. This is the first quarter for the 25-26, and in case our top line moves further towards 30-35%, then definitely we will change our forecast based on the coming quarters. It is not a key we are giving any wrong information to our investors.
In case I am giving more
figure, then it may be I am giving a wrong figure to the investor. Already I am giving a conservative figure, then how can be I wrong?
No, sir, this is not the question of going either right or wrong. It is only the gap with the participant.
Sir, it is a question of forecasting. And I should not give any additional figure to my investor. And
okay.
On the basis of first year, I am saying that the top line growth will be 20%. And in case it further improves, then definitely I will change my guidance in the coming quarters.
Because you are right on it.
First quarter only.
I said you are absolutely correct on your perception, but only when the MD speaks, there should be merit on what she is also alluding to. So
sir,
there should not be a difference. Yeah.
Sir, you can talk to her offline.
Okay. If she would have joined the call, if she would have joined the call for this hour, it would have worked much better. That's only the suggestion, sir. Yeah, whether it is there or not, yeah.
We don't have any issue.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, and all the best to the team.
Sir, you are already talking to Director Finance of the company, and
yes, sir.
BSO, we are on the right path.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors for closing comments. Bhumika?
Yes, thank you to all the participants for participating and being on the call, and the management for giving us an opportunity. Thank you very much, and wish you all the very best. Any closing remarks from your end?
No, Bhumika, it is already done.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.